Big Show. Big Show! And now, it's time for a big finish on Morning Drive.
We'll get to the Daily Rewind here in just a second. Preds back on the ice again against San Jose tonight. Pre-game at 6, puck drop at 7. Need those 2 points, baby. Need those 2 points. All right, some great responses. Again, love the fact that the text line is up and running these days. I think that is a great new addition to the show. Mm-hmm. We hope you guys like it. You guys have been very active on the text line. Plus, I don't talk on the phone anymore anyway, so just text me. 615-737-1025, of course. Same number if you want to call or text. We prefer text. Mm-hmm. And you guys were great in your contributions through the first couple of days of doing this, so we do appreciate that. We are giving away a $100 gift card to the Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa every single day on Twitter. There were some great responses on the text line about this giveaway. In fact, somebody texted us just now and said, we hosted a party, I fell down the stairs and broke my leg, and everyone cleared out. Great way to end a party. I said, that's a great response. Can you tweet it to us? And he said, don't have Twitter. It's a Twitter contest. So it has to be on the Twitters, at 1025_MD. So some great late responses here. The easiest and quickest way to get rid of people after a party is to call the police on yourself for a noise violation, have them shut down the party.
What about the dog one?
That's pretty good. There was one, I don't know how to say this person's name. Amarless? I'm not sure. I apologize if I'm screwing that up. Start running the vacuum cleaner and mess with the thermostat. That's pretty good.
Man, it's cold in there.
Xavier said, fake the phone call in front of guests, pretending there's an emergency. Say you'll come as soon as you can get there, and then hang up.
That's a good one.
Put some froth on the family dog and yell rabies.
The only problem with that is that two things. People will probably mess up your house because they're trying to get out. And then they would call.
They might call animal control.
Exactly.
Right. So there's a lot of other ones in here. Fake the power going out, you know, change, start cleaning, yeah. You know, take off your pants.
Oh,
is
wow.
One of my favorite ones. The one that's not going to win. It was a three-person vote. It's the three of us that voted, and we did not vote for this one particular person, but one of my favorites, I think, finished second place, even though it's the first loser. Uh-huh.
If it ain't first, you gotta ask.
Go to the bathroom in the powder bath in the main space and just, you know, do your business with the door wide open and yell for some toilet paper. That is as good a way to empty out a house as it gets. However, the winner today on the show, they will get a $100 gift card from a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa, is TundraMan_. That's
yes.
His Twitter account. TundraMan_, keeping it 100. 100? 100? 100?
Keeping it 100.
Okay, 100.
Yeah,
see,
100.
I can't do it.
Yeah. 100.
Start a fake argument with your spouse.
Yes, that wins. That will clear everybody out every time. Every time, because that is the most uncomfortable thing when two people,
yes,
when a spouse is, you know, a couple's arguing. It is so uncomfortable.
And it takes no time, effort, or money.
Yeah, none whatsoever.
It takes no effort, time, or money. You just go, you look at your wife, you give her the signal, and mm-hmm. She goes, it's on. And then you just start fighting, and all of a sudden people
are
like,
what are you doing? What, baby? I told you not to.
The cups go on the top rack of the dishwasher.
And then then it's on after that. And everybody leaves.
So TundraMan_, you're a winner today. Keep the DMs open. Marquise will slide into your DMs and give you a gift card to a salon. You get a pedicure from Marquise.
Hey,
how about that?
Marquise known for that.
Let's rewind it back. Morning Drive. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Tuesday edition. Number one, first place regular season champion,
woo-hoo,
me.
Woo-hoo.
Now, Marquise finished second. A quality performance from the Hot Pocket Passer. That's his team name, Derek,
mm-hmm.
In case you haven't checked your lineup in a couple of weeks, because I don't think you have. I finished first, so I'd like to say, take that in the best radio phrase I can. Marquise, congratulations, you finished second. Maybe it's Vrabeline, which is a great team name, finished third, and Tim from Clarksville finished fourth. Those are the four teams that will make the playoffs. So, listening audience, you let Marquise and I dominate you guys this year. And Derek finished ninth. Out of 12.
That's not bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's not bad.
For someone who doesn't check his lineup, that's not actually not,
yeah,
that
not bad.
Bad.
Yeah, that's bad. But ninth place, you should be ashamed of yourself.
That's not bad.
I'm just saying.
Hey, listen.
11-3, championship.
If you ain't first, you're last.
there is going to be a massive conversation about what Ryan Tannehill is, what he will be, how good can he maintain this long term, and do you pay for that? And are you going to get what you're getting right now? And I don't think, to be honest, I'm not trying to downplay what he's accomplished this year, because he's accomplished a lot. But you have no idea what you're going to get from him if you sign him for a 2 or 3 year contract. You can hope. Mm-hmm. And you can think that you're going to get what you've seen the last 7 games, but you don't know that, because there's no other time in his career that he's shown you this.
They got to figure out, are we going to sign him to a bridge deal, 2-3 years?
Will he take a bridge deal?
Or are we going to sign him to a, you know, 5-year deal with that last year or two being, you know, optional years? If he continues to play this way and he gets them into the playoffs, they're stuck with a 5-year deal.
No way I'm giving him a five-year deal.
They're stuck.
What
is your other alternative? You give him a 5-year deal. The last 2 years, avoid it. It's really a 3-year deal. See, that's the good thing about football. That's the good thing about football.
If he was 29, I'd probably agree with you.
We always said, well, Marcus didn't have a talent. When they started surrounding him with talent, then we thought he was going to be a better player. It just never materialized. Well, Ryan now has talent, and Ryan is showing with talent he is a really good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? No. Is he going to potentially guide you to a Super Bowl? The jury's still out. I mean, the ball has to bounce the right way. The way they're playing now, there's no team in AFC with the exception of the Baltimore Ravens that could beat them. That's just the way I feel. The way they are playing now with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback, if they were to go in the playoffs right now, the only team I think that would beat him is Baltimore.
Floyd Reese joining us here on Morning Drive.
I have to hand it to Mike. I mean, he had the guts to make the change, and there was no, you know, hum-hawing around. I mean, it was time to make the change. Change was made. Let's move on. And it has proven to be a giant plus. I think he has developed on that team a tremendous locker room. I mean, those guys, and the one phrase you hear almost every one of those guys say when they're talking about the team and the other guys is, we play for each other, you know, and that is really, really important, because they're going out there and they don't care who they're playing. They don't care what, you know, the radio guys are saying. They don't care any of that. As long as we continue to play for each other, we're going to be okay.
I don't know about you, but start a fake argument with your wife is, I like to use the powder bathroom downstairs with the door open and ask for toilet paper. That's a really good one.
Actually, I like the arguing with you. I'm not married or anything, but when I'm with my friends and they start arguing with their girlfriend, y'all just want me to go? No, you stay, Marquise, you stay.
Listen to all of our little issues, okay?
The lane train.
Land shark, baby.
I think what he does is just, he just pour blood all over him and just get in the water. He loves it.
He's chum. He actually is human form of shark chum. That's what he is.
He loves it, though. He loves it.
Dude, you saw him got off the... Did you see the video? Him getting off the plane, and he's just being mobbed by fans. Like, he's a rock star.
A lot better than another tarmac experience that I had.
Shots fired.
Bill Bender joining us here from Sporting News, talking all things college football.
If you look at the playoff, you just said it. Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State. Throw Alabama in there. Those 4 schools, 17 of the 24 playoff appearances. And I think this is the real problem with the playoff. It's not expanding to 8, because you'd still face the same issues, that these 4 or 5 schools have really dominated the entire landscape for the last 6 years. I use the comparison to the NFL, which you guys can appreciate since you're right there. So 6 years of the playoff, only 11 schools have played in the playoff. The last 5 years, if you just look at AFC, NFC Championship weekend, so the Final Four equivalent, 15 different NFL teams have played in it. 15, that's half the league, pretty much, because Baltimore will probably play in it this year. You know, that's the difference to me, is the NFL gets more teams involved, and even though the Patriots hang over the entire sport, other teams play in that game, too.
So, is Marquise going to, like, his second job after the show today?
I think so.
He's wearing a green Nike hat that matches his green Nike shirt.
Just do it.
And I asked you during the break a couple of segments ago, is this violation of man code, or is he just going to work at the Nike outlet at Opera then?
This looks good. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but...
Thank you.
Derek, I'm not a good judge.
I mean...
Would you walk out of the house like that?
I'm not a hat person, so I definitely wouldn't
walk out. Marquise is definitely a hat guy.
Yeah, he's a hat guy. I definitely wouldn't walk out the door with a hat on. Unless it's like a toboggan, skull cap, whatever you want.
You do wear the skull cap.
Yeah.
You know what it looks like. It looks... You're really taking on the personality of Munson. The name Munson. You look dressed like a Munson.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
What does that even mean? You're dressed there like a Munson.
There go Munson.
I mean, listen, I'll come by. Can you give me a discount at the store later if I come by and get some shoes?
Yeah, let me just swipe my employee card. I got you. I'll hook you up. I got to go to the back and see if they got your size, but I definitely can hook you up.
No, you don't
do
wear
you,
it.
You do you.
Yeah, don't wear it. No, no. Like what you call it? No, 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 no.
You Kevin Hart.
No. Yeah, Kevin Hart.
You sound like my 3-year-old right yeah, now.
No, 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 no.
I said, go wash your hands. No, 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 Dad.
Like Kevin Hart said, no, 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 no. Don't do that.
He wasn't ready.
They wasn't ready. Get out.
At the end of it, well, that's one strategy.
Say get out.
That's one strategy.
Get the step.
Just start flicking the lights. Like flicking the lights like the club's closing down. Tuesday edition. Preds back on the ice tonight. 8 o'clock. I'm thinking 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock pregame. 7 o'clock puck drop. Huge game against San Jose. As you know, we're getting closer to the new year. When 2020 rolls around, those games start to get more and more important. The Heisman finalists are out. NFL season wrapped. NFL week wrapped up. All that good stuff. For Derek Mason, my name is Braden Gall. Another gift card we're giving away tomorrow. So tune in on the Twitters. For Marquise Munson producing. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Morning Drive.
Bailey, DJ Nashville. Stay warm and be safe out there. I love y'all.